We're going to speak to one of the good footy men. He's been around for a long, long time, 168 games with Fitzroy, Brisbane and Hawthorn. He's an assistant coach at St Kilda and the Hawks, then got to Carlton, was an interim coach as well. So has been in the game for a long, long time. We posed a question earlier this morning. What would Nathan Buckley have done today, waking up for the first time without footy? I wonder what Johnny Barker's been up to in the week or so since he's left the Carlton Footy Club. He's been good enough to take our call. G'day, Johnny.
Morning, gents. How are we?
We're going well. What is life like without the daily pressures of being involved at the elite level of footy?
There's no doubt there's a little bit of a feels like a weight off the shoulders. And the week with the family's been amazing, especially with the kids. And that's part of the reason in terms of making a move and heading outside of footy was to just get a bit of a better balance when it comes to family. Although I got to tell you, it's only been a week and the missus is already keen for me to get a job. She's just about had enough of me already. But the kids are loving it.
Hey, John, can you explain what that weight was and how it felt?
Well, I think most roles in footy departments are all consuming and, you're on the clock a lot and your weekends are taken up by and large by games, the senior game and obviously the reserves game because, you've got to keep your eye on the young fellas. And there's a lot of video editing and reporting that gets done. So you get consumed by that over the weekend. And obviously it's such a big sport in Melbourne and in Australia. And then there's all the external noise that comes and, in footy for I think about 28 years now. It's a high performance environment, so there's going to be elements of pressure, and I guess in the last week I've just felt some of that pressure release to me. So it's been a good week.
Is it impossible to block out that outside noise?
Look, I think by and large over the journey I've been okay at being able to do that. I think there's a lot of people in the industry that are very good at doing it and understand that what's talked about between the four walls at a footy club are what's most important. But I think there's some characters in the game that just can't do it for whatever reason. And because it's such a big game in Melbourne, because everyone talks about it, some people find it really hard. But what I've found is that now that I've got young kids and they're growing and they're going to school, you start to realise that you might as an individual within the environment be very good at not listening or hearing that noise, but it starts to affect sometimes the people that you care about. So that's when it becomes a little bit harder for some people too, I think.
So would you, if someone, you've played and coached with so many people, someone come up and say, listen, I've got an opportunity to go into the assistant coaching role at a club. What would your advice be?
Well, I think it's an individual choice, and I think it's about understanding what the role entails. It's like anything in life, if you're going to make a move and head down a certain track in terms of vocation, then it's important. I think you go in with your eyes wide open, and don't get me wrong, I've loved so much of what I've done as a footballer and then as an assistant coach. But I just think over the last couple of years, the balance has changed a little bit. There is more pressures within a footy environment now. The soft caps come down, which has caused a lot more work to be done. And I think there's so many people with such a passion for footy, and that generally overrides that balance aspect. But for me, it just became a tipping point. And I just thought, I want to put the family first and I want to pursue some other things in life.
Yeah, and that's totally understandable and fair enough. I'm listening to, even Chris Scott said the other day, what would your advice be for Brad if there was an opportunity? He said, don't do it. So there's this sort of a narrative around the job as assistant or senior coach that it's all consuming, that the hours are unrelenting. You can never leave the job. It affects, your time with all that sort of stuff. So I then wonder, why would anyone do it?
Oh, look, I think the AFL will get it right, and I think football clubs will get it right, because your people are your biggest assets at footy clubs, and I think your coaching staff and the footy staff are really important for players. And if they've got energy, there's no doubt that then flows through to the playing group. So I think clubs by and large will understand this more and more going forward, and they'll work through a life balance that allows coaches to really enjoy and be a part of something they're passionate about, but also get the right balance.
John, we're talking to John Barker, who recently departed from the Blues after 11 years as an assistant coach there at Carlton. When a club announces that they're conducting a mid-season review and a review of everybody at the football club and coaching, obviously encompassing the coaching staff, what does that do to the mood of that group, John, when you're part of that?
I see Harry Mackay sign yesterday, and I think, well, it doesn't seem to have affected the Carlton Football Club too much. You know, you've got a young superstar of the game who's obviously confident in what's happening at the club, and I think that's a really positive sign. And all high-performance environments continually review. Now, I think, you know, Carlton's a big club, and there's no doubt that the expectation versus what's actually occurred this year are probably a little bit apart, and on the back of that, the club saw fit to, you know, to get a review going. And I think the club can only benefit from that. You know, there's some wise heads that have been put on that panel, and I'm sure on the back of that, and with the fullness of the season played out, that there'll be some good outcomes to result.
I'm sure there might be, but specifically, like, the mood of the group that you were part of. Like, you're part of a little coaching team there, and everybody's taking pot shots at the coaches there and what they're doing and what they should be doing. There's a review going on. Did it affect the group in terms of how you felt about your positions at the club at that time?
Well, I'm lucky, Timmy, because I haven't been there for the last week, so I haven't been able to sense the feel, but they're all professionals, and they're a hard-working group, and I'm sure that they'll continue to act like pros and work as well as they have been.
What do they need to do on field to arrest, you know, the inconsistencies within game and their inability to sort of put together, you know, a body work that's going to have them contending in finals, Johnny? I know it's a tough question, but that's all that Carlton fans want to know, is when are we going to see some sustained success?
No, I think you're right, Gary, that, you know, the Blues fans are really keen to see that. And what they're seeing at the moment is just bits and pieces of really good passages of play. You know, we've taken two or three of the top four teams to, you know, to within a couple of kicks, but within those games, they've seen some lapses, and you probably see that with Melbourne over the last couple of years. They splutter and they get it right some weeks, they don't get it right other weeks, they get it right in patches, and then all of a sudden it just comes together this year. And I think there's been some obvious areas where, from a game phase point of view, we can improve, and that's been well documented in the media as to what occurs when we're not getting things right. But I honestly think that the Carlton Football Club's not too far off, mate. So I would suspect that over the next year or two, the Carlton Football Club's going to be in very good shape.
What's your advice for Rob Harvey, who's taking over with 8-10 weeks ago? You went through that yourself. What if you sat down and said, Johnny, what would you suggest I do, or how I go about it? What would your advice be?
Oh, I'd say be yourself. You know, the players live and breathe off trusting that you're authentic and that you're prepared to be who you are. And, you know, he's an awesome footy person. I was lucky enough to work with him at St Kilda. He knows the game really well. He's a bloody hard man to tag. I know that. But I would just say be yourself and coach the team like you're going to have it for the next 10 years, so that you're not making short-term decisions based on what you think might win you that game right then and there. Because I think good teams embed behaviours that are going to provide them a successful environment over a long period of time, not just what's going to allow you to win in the short term.
Hey, John, what are you going to do next?
Well, I've got a little bit of time now that I'm going to sit down and work through some options that are presented. I know that I'm going to exit AFL completely. The team reached out last week and said, "You know, what are you doing?" I said, "Well, I know I'm not going to stay in AFL, but I did a commerce degree at Melbourne Uni, and I worked in some business areas while I was playing, and I'm just thinking I'm going to explore some opportunities over the next little while. And as I said, the wife's pretty keen for me to do that sooner rather than later. So I'm.
Are you excited by all that? The change
I am.
It's
really exciting. I'm looking forward to having weekends with the family. The kids are at a great age where, you know, they're playing basketball, netball, footy. I'm the assistant coach at my son's footy team, and there's some pressures that go with that too, Tim. So I'm, you know, I'm acutely aware of what's required, and the parents expect wins every week. So I'm, you know, I've got to dial that up too.
The most contentious issue in footy, just as we say goodbye, is this bumping situation. Everyone's having their say, and we're getting their take. You're a great experienced football person. You're on the tribunal and you're the sole adjudicator of Mackay and Hunter Clark. What say you?
Well, I've got to be honest with you, I haven't actually had a close look at that. I've tried to sort of just switch off.
You're the only bloke in Australia that hasn't.
Yeah, I know. But I think from a general philosophy, I think if you're going for the ball, you've got to be able to go for the ball. You know, with as much power and as you possibly can, and because that's a game we play now. As I said, I haven't seen that closely. I haven't watched it closely, but if your sole intent's the ball, then I think what happens on the back of that, I don't think you need to be held responsible for it. Is my gut feel.
Right, good man, Johnny. We appreciate you. That's the definition of taking a step out of footy, is when you haven't even seen the Mackay and Hunter Clark, you know you're having a good break.
Yeah, so shut down.
Enjoy that break. Enjoy time with the family and whatever life throws up next, mate. We appreciate you jumping on and having a chat today.
Thanks, boys. Have a great day.
Thanks, John.
That's Johnny Barker. That is checking out Wisp.
That is.
He's the only man in this state that hasn't watched that.
Do you reckon Bucks has seen it or not? He's checked out.
When was that bump? On Saturday night, wasn't it? He would have seen it. John was here for Mate Internet, a mobile award-winning Aussie service and a bonus Tidal Music subscription included on selected mobile plans.